Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzz with you today, talking dust with Tamara Thieves of the NCBA after this.
Wheat farmers, you trust Oklahoma State's Wheat Research to help you make the right choices for your field. When it's time to make that choice, choose the best. OSU developed varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is a big winner in all areas and is the number two planted variety in the state. And Billings is disease resistant with high yield potential. Remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Invest in high yields and the future of Oklahoma wheat farming. Log on today to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
If you're a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings in Idabel, Oklahoma, and Chickasha, Oklahoma, on August 30th through September 1st, where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's Idabel, Oklahoma, and Chickasha, Oklahoma, August 30th through September 1st. Go to endinfarmclass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
Particulate matter or dust has been regulated since 1978, but has never been enforced against agriculture as far as these rules and regulations are concerned. This time around, though, it looks like the Obama White House and their EPA laying the foundation to impose the most stringent regulation of dust in U.S. history, and they're not really now enforcing it against agriculture. So says Tamara Thieves of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Right. Well, Lisa Jackson said that she's not going to touch agriculture, but then since then she has revised her statement and said that she's not planning on regulating agricultural dust. That's different. So that's the reality of what she says. With regard to the science and dust, there is a tiny amount of science that the EPA is concerned about dust located in urban areas. And the reason that they're concerned about dust located in urban areas is because there are pollutants from all the vehicular traffic, and there's a lot of urban-type pollutants that attach themselves to the dust. And EPA is concerned about the pollutants on the dust, not necessarily the dust themselves. And so what we said is, okay, well, if you're concerned about urban dust, then exempt rural dust, because we don't have those pollutants on rural dust. And we tried to do that last time around, and the EPA says, well, sorry, but this is a national standard, and regardless of whether there's no evidence at all that shows that rural dust causes adverse health effects, we have to establish one standard for the nation. Agriculture folks, tough luck, you have to be regulated too, regardless of what the science shows. So we are regulated under the dust standard. Now, what EPA is doing now is saying, well, you know, we're concerned that right now the standard is 150 micrograms per cubic meter. It allows one violation per year to continue to be an attainment, okay? What EPA wants to do is provide for more violation opportunities throughout the year. Now, that sounds odd. What they run up against is that if an area has two dust spikes in a year, they have to throw that area into non-attainment. And they don't want to have to do that. So they want to give additional opportunities for dust spikes. But the problem with that is that at the same time EPA wants to allow for the additional dust spikes, they say, but we're going to have to make the standard twice as stringent in order to allow for those additional dust spikes. Once the EPA makes the standard twice as stringent, that is devastating for agriculture when we work in dust every day. It's one thing to be concerned about an urban area that essentially has no dust, and it's another thing to impose that standard on rural America where dust is everywhere.
So regulations on agriculture regarding dust, very real indeed. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.